June 29, 2020, it's the Watch for Pedro show. Wife for Pedro show, happy Monday. Last Monday, June, soon July. And Brother Matt still in quarantine mode. So he's 3 miles south at the Love Grotto, Pleasure Point. But thank you to the software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention. I'm not man alone. I got Borel and Gabor in Budapest from Project Daywalker.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Welcome
Thanks
aboard.
For having us.
Welcome aboard. We started the show off with John Coltrane doing Live at the Showboat, Philly, 1963, Up Against the Wall. You could hear something happened with the tape recorder. Can you imagine in 1963? You didn't bring a cassette recorder, okay? So, but they got it back together, and you hear most of the tune. And then we had the first part of the Project Daywalker Proj, and it was called Brittle Bones. I guess the whole baby's called, well, we'll get into that later. First, I want to go through, Bora and Gabor, your music journeys. So who wants to go first?
Well, I go first.
That's you, Gabor.
And then we discussed that we will translate for Barney because his English is not that good at this point.
Yeah, but listen, if you go first, why do you have to worry about that?
Yeah, no, I won't.
We'll get to it. And I bet you his English is a little better than you might think. Anyway, you're there to help, and it's beautiful. Gabor, your earliest musical memory?
Well, it has to be one of my father's Queen albums, possibly Life Killers, because as soon as I figured how to play a record on the old good LP players, then I started to listen to my father's records when he was not at home, because I was banned from all his record collection normally, because obviously as a child you would scratch them and everything. And so I started off with Queen and possibly moved on towards Deep Purple and Beatles and then Bowie later.
Now, if you did scratch records, didn't you fucking find out?
Well, he was an avid collector.
If he was afraid of you scratching the records, and you might have accidentally scratched him when he went to play him, did he notice?
Never noticed. I took the risk.
How old were you?
I was between 6 and 8. I can't remember exactly, but you have to remember this was under the communist regime in 86 in Hungary. So we threw that all away around 1989, 1990, and you couldn't really travel freely in that time. And my father had the luck to be an ice hockey player, which was later my duty as well. But he traveled more because he was allowed to visit foreign games and everything. And his money was, his per diem was spent all on records. So he bought these back and so I could listen to them and learn English from them.
Okay, what about musical instruments?
I tried blues harp when I was 16.
No, I mean in the house that you grew up there. Was it in Budapest?
Yes, okay. It was always Budapest.
Okay. Was there any instruments? Your pop was a listener, but was he a player too?
No. We don't have this talent in the whole family. My mother, she played the piano, and we had one at her old place, at my grandma's. And I tried to play that, and I wanted to play it later on. I wanted to, take classes. But my father said, no, the guy has to go and play ice hockey. No instruments here. So, yeah, that was my...
What about at school, Gabor?
It wasn't a big thing in Hungary back in the days. So I was lucky enough to study some German and some other languages.
No. I'm talking about music. Were you in the choir? But, were you in the school band or stuff like that?
You were pretty much restricted from those things. As far as I understood, they did not focus on musical education at all.
So, like for the hockey team, there was no band playing?
No.
Okay, because over here at our schools, like football games and shit like that, they got bands that play. They march in parades and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just curious. Okay, so the first kind of music you get into is the harp, the harmonica.
Yes.
And how'd it go?
It went pretty badly. I mean, I bought a C harmonica and... back in the days with no internet, I got some Sonny Boy Williamson records. And, you know, that guy is the master of the harmonica, really. So it wasn't an easy task.
A little Walter, pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of guys. Believe it or not, I wish Cap Meathart would have played more harp. That guy could fucking cook.
Yeah. Well, what I did was, because as I was like 14, I was more getting into my own thing rather than my father's records anymore. So I discovered bands like Nick Cave and Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground, John Cale, all these really great musicians, obviously the Stooges and all these things. So, and Nick Cave.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
This is probably after the wall came down and things opened up.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
okay. Way after that.
Okay. So what about the thing where, like, you get in a band after school in the basement or the bedroom or the garage?
Well, we started a band just completely randomly. Like, some guy told me that I should sing because I can wail, he said. And I was like, yeah, why not? And I was really hungover at that day, and I almost canceled the first practice. But they forced me to go. And then we were there, four of us, had no idea what we were doing. And some guy just said, yeah, play something. And we agreed on Wanna Be Your Dog. That's an easy song, so let's play that. And I think that was our first real good song. We played it on gigs. And
I'm curious, how did... There was four of you. One guy asked you to sing, but how did everybody meet?
In pubs mostly, through work. So we were like, we knew each other, and the other guy knew one other guy, and then we just got together completely randomly.
Then how did you know, well, this one guy, I don't know what he played, but he asked you to sing. What did he play?
He played the bass.
Okay, the bass man. So there was a guitar and a drum?
Yes.
How did they know? Were they already doing it?
Yeah, well, they played in bands before. The drummer had a big hiatus. And the guitar players, he was practicing in his bedroom. And some guy knew that he's doing his thing. And then, well, mostly they were metalheads. You have to realize that. I was the only person who had any aspiration to write singing chords, like real singing, not just, you know, howling.
Or what about Cookie Monster? Because maybe that's more modern, more like black metal or something.
We did actually black metal too. We were experimenting with many of the genres at that time.
But you know what I'm talking about with the vocal technique.
I destroyed my throat more often than not.
But there's the high singing like Rob Halford, and then you've got the thing like from... Yeah, I don't know, Norway.
Yeah. But
we say over here we say Cookie Monster.
I understand that reference.
Much different than Rob Halford.
Rob Halford was actually one of my favorites when I was growing up.
Get this. I saw them when they first played if you can imagine, they played the Whiskey A Go Go, their first Hollywood gig.
Oh, nice.
What was the album? The album was called Sad Wings of Destiny.
Mm-hmm. Later on, he had a project called Fight, and he made two albums with that project, and I really loved that.
Okay, I think that's when he moved to Arizona. He was in the U.S. then, because for a little time he wasn't with the band, I know. Getting back to your thing, tell me about, did you guys come up with a name?
Well, we had shitty names first, because the name wasn't our concern. Mostly it's the other way around, like high school bands, they are discussing the name way too long and the band doesn't even start. We did it the other way around. Okay. So,
what about the material? Did you copy off records or did you guys start writing your own material right away?
No, we had to cover songs first.
Okay.
And then I think that happened in one of the band practices that I sat down. While they were tuning up, and I just wrote a short song called Pig Vomit.
Pig Vomit. Okay, what was the first gig like?
Oh, it was not the best experience I ever had in my life.
But tell me about it.
Well, not many people showed up, obviously.
Okay.
Mostly drunk already. And there was these classic little basement stories when... the mic doesn't work, and you get all the feedback, and there is no real technical background at all. And so the backline was really poor. But yeah, we did a big noise, and I believe that's when I sent you the last song, which was the improv of Wanna Be Your Dog.
That was from the first gig.
Yes.
Ah, yeah, I played it on the show. I thought yes. That was pretty good. That's a great way to make a debut. Look, I want to play the second part of your Daywalker proj. It's called Leap of Faith.
Rolling backwards. shines on you, but you're grieving now. All the divisions, there's an endless list of trouble.
4 di Pia, sono del verano. Sai, veramente da Brusco e Pico in Hamburgo, che normalmente non è il che vende una mierda con la polizia, a gravare perché non gli ha auto nel barrio e intergarsi con molta guerra che passava. Ma adesso sono stato detenuto, in il verano, hasta il momento.
for Pedro show, we heard Leap of Faith from Project Daywalker, played out of Budapest. Then Oboe, Forenza Band in Italy, and they actually had me guest on this. It's called WITJ, Oboe, not the instrument. I think it's an acronym. And my after that, another day gone by up in the city, she's getting songs ready for a new record, and I said, fuck. Why not the demo? You know, anything. Music's music. Not even genre, man. Not even the way it comes, you know. It sounds. So I'm interested. D. Tiberio after that. Jeffy, brand new. Jeffy needs a hug. Mocha out of Barcelona with Milo. They say Milo, huh? Yeah. Verano. Mocha's side project, Familia. Miranda. Then Thirst got a new album coming out. Here's a tune called Hashish. I thought it was a cover of the Hawkwind tune, but it ain't. Project Daywalker after that with the third part of their big piece called Transistor. And now we're going to go with Boris' journey through music. So maybe ask him in Hungarian, please. Gabor, yeah. First musical recollection. Remember, there's no wrong answer.
Tehát mi volt az első zenei élményed, ami bármihez kötött?
Az első barátnőm a kezembe nyomta az Aerosmith-től a Get a Grip albumot. Az volt a legelső, ami elindított ezen az úton. Aztán jött a Seattle-i roham, Nirvana, a Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, és akkor ezek tereltek így folyamatosan a zenei útra.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, he started off with Aerosmith, got the first record from his girlfriend at the time.
So his earliest memory is getting a record from his girlfriend. So he doesn't.
Yes.
He has no memories like when he was a kid or shit.
Gyerekkorodban semmi emlék.
Gyerekkoromban nem, mivel a szüleim nem voltak ilyen nagy zenekedvelők, szóval.
Yeah, the parents were not into music, so his whole childhood was spent without any music.
Wow. Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, weird.
Christ. That's, man, that's kind of barren. So sorry, I feel bad for you. I mean, like, no music at all? Not even off the fucking TV? Okay. So, you know, and I didn't ask you this, but what was the first... Okay, your girlfriend gave you what, a Soundgarden? No, Aerosmith. Aerosmith first,
and then you have to remember in the 90s, we just somehow received all the grunge things here. Like Nirvana was really big, and Soundgarden, obviously, Alice in Chains, and then what else? Something like that.
Well, yeah, it was that kind of era. That was the trend at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the first record, Bora, you bought for yourself?
Meg volt az első, amit magadnak megvettél.
Alice in Chains-től az Alice in Chains lemez. Hú, ezen most gondolkodnom kellett.
Okay. Yeah, Alice in Chains.
And what about the first gig? First gig you went to? I should ask you this too, Gabor.
Mi volt az első koncert, amire elmentél magadtól? Mások koncert.
Az egy magyar zenekar volt, a Tangcsapda nevű magyar zenekar.
Yeah, Hungarian band called Tangcsapda, which is like, this trap for a tank. I'm not even sure what was going on back in the days, but I was lucky enough to skip all this Hungarian metal thing, which I don't find very interesting. And when I was 16, I went to a festival called Sziget Festival.
Oh, yeah, it's the island in the river between Budapest.
Yeah, yeah, that's where we actually met, when I crawled under a fence and met you guys. And the hip-hop.
Stooges, and I think Living Color. I think that's where I met Doug Wimbush.
Yeah, it's highly possible. Yeah. I was pretty drunk at the day.
Gabor, let me tell you, there was a band during the bad days that we knew about. There was a Hungarian rock band. I think they were they Magma or what was their name? There was kind of a psychedelic rock band out of Hungary in the old days.
Believe wasn't it the Galloping Coroners? Because they were really big at one point, and one of my favorites as well.
Some of these, they were, there was Plastic People of the Universe in the Czechoslovakia, and I think they were buddies with these, whoever. I can't remember, you know, I was just, it was during the 60s. So there was some kind of rock and roll, but I know it was very underground.
Yes, it was, because it was pretty much banned, you know, by the communist regime.
Of course. I heard
about my first real experience was the Rollins Band, as I told many, many times, and I was shocked by the presence of Henry Rollins on stage.
Yeah.
And ever since, I can see...
Let's get back to Bora. How did Bora get on the fucking drums?
With Cassetto Buoni.
Volt egy zenekarom, gitárosként kezdtem, és én kényszerpálya volt a dob, mivel a dobosunk nem járt próbára, ezért folyamatosan beültem a dob mögé, a többiek megmondták, hogy hát ez egész jó, és akkor így ott maradtam a dob mögött.
Well, he started a band with some buddies, and he started as a guitarist, because that was his dream. And then the drummer guy at the time did not really come to the rehearsals, so he was forced to sit and just, you know, do some rhythm. And the others said, this is pretty good, so just stuck to it.
Well, he must have bought a drum set, right?
Yeah, well, better dob szerkót is meg, nem tudja.
So, actually, he kind of starts drums kind of late in his, you know, like what, teenager?
Én tini korodban kezdtem, hány éves voltam?
18.
18,
yeah. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter, whenever you start is whenever you start. But interesting, he went from guitar to the drums. I actually believe if you can play drums, you can play any instrument, because it's all rhythm music, you know? But Bora felt a talent for drums.
I think he said he was mostly forced to it, but he wanted to play the guitar, and that's why this project was also born. So, as you can hear, every instrument on this record is played by him, because obviously I'm not very good at anything but making noise. And this is how it happened. He just sent me a file. He was like, are you interested in writing some lyrics to this? And that's what I did. And we started to meet on a regular basis while the corona was raging on.
I got news, it still is. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. June 29, 2020. Special guest, Daywalker Project. Project Daywalker. Hold tight for hour two. June 29, 2020. It's the second hour of the Watford Pedro Show.
I got out of bed with a head full of lead. I had a hangover, a hangover. And when I stood up, I went and puked out my guts. It was a hangover, hangover. My eyes are bloodshot and I'm feeling so mean. I'm the sickest thing my bathroom mirror's ever seen. I spat on my head, you know I wish I was dead. I got a hangover, hangover. Well, I remember last night when I was feeling alright before this hangover, hangover. I was out on my own and I was so far from home. I went out all over, I went all over. I drank in the bars and I drank in the pubs. I drank on the street and in cars and in clubs. I drank all I could and then I took some drugs. Boy, what a hangover. Hey, 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 hey. Hangover, hangover. I never ever felt so bad. Hangover, hangover. It's the worst hangover that I've ever had. Oh!
Walk for Pedro show start off the second hour with the fourth part of their big piece, Project Daywalker. Watching Henry Rollins play, and Gabor was just saying it was a revelation. He hadn't seen a gig like that before. I got to tour with Black Flag, you know, Minuteman and stuff, yeah. And so I got to see Hank a lot. Great cat. Caustics after that with Touch 9, brand new proj. Kevlar Bikini out of Croatia with Quench. Steve McKay, late great brother Steve McKay. This is when he was in Dublin at Tommy O'Sullivan's pad. He was gave him a guitar, acoustic guitar, and this is a song. I remember he's trying to sell this song to other people. It was called Hangover, and there it is there. Me and Larry are putting together a thing, and Tommy found that for us. More late news on that. News on that later. And then finally, a Project Daywalker with Tree Sick Yet Still Drown. So, you tell me how this Project Daywalker got started, but those guys that you played with when you started, Gabor,
mm-hmm.
Bora wasn't in that band, right?
No, he wasn't. He was not on the horizon.
Yeah, but I want to know, how did you guys get connected?
I think it was... I started to do all of these noise projects at this point, and they all failed miserably. I sent you some of the songs back in the days, like the Invisible Transvestite Prodigian Worship Experience. That was a weird project, the two-piece as well. But later on, it all failed eventually, and a work colleague of mine just asked me to come and sing in his metal band. And Barney was playing drums in this band, and it's still going.
Oh,
it's okay.
That's how. Because it was actually through another guy. You didn't even know Bora was in the band. Okay. So just a circumstance. And then the situation with the COVID-19. Yeah, you had a lot of time on your hands. Okay. So what was this band called that you both were members of?
It's called Mert.
Oh, Mert. Okay, you told me about these guys. Yeah. Okay. So, and Murder's still going, right?
Obviously, yeah. We are best buddies as well. We really love each other. I think that's the most important part. I think this is the first band where I truly love these guys, and they love me back, and each other, and everything. So this is the perfect combination of no jealousy, no hot feelings against each other, whatever happens.
Oh, actually, so you mean you met? But I thought you said you met this guy at work.
Yeah.
Oh, but it developed into a group. Okay.
You can meet guys anywhere who are kind.
Sure. Yeah. You don't have. It's hard to grow up with everybody.
Okay.
But once you found them, once the connection was made, this is a very solid band, Mert.
Yeah, kind of like them, yeah.
And Mert, what's it mean in Hungarian?
It means because.
Ah, okay. I had a project with Brother Sam in England called Cuz, which is kind of a slang version of that word. Yeah. We got a joke over here. Why does a dog lick his balls?
Why? Just because?
Because he can.
Yeah.
Here, I want to play Afterlife.
strange, sir. I don't have any recollection of that at all.
Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here.
I'm sorry to differ with you, sir. But you are the caretaker.
Was written by the Robert Johnson of the blues, the Robert Johnson of poetry, the Shakespeare of the blues, Robert Johnson. He died when he was about 22. He was probably poisoned. Some say he was stabbed to death. Nevertheless, he left behind very few recordings that are like definitive. I mean, there's nothing to touch him. Nobody can play like him. Neither can I, but I like this song. Early this morning, you knocked upon my door. Early this morning, knocked upon my door. I said, hello, Satan. Ooh, I believe it's time to go. Me and the devil was walking side by side.
devil was walking side by side. I'm gonna beat my little woman, oh, 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 till I get satisfied. Get up the side of here for me now. Thank you.
Thank you.
for Pedro Show. Yeah, that was the fifth part, huh? Afterlife, Project Daywalker, then Leevil, brand new, Caretaker 2019, South London, Leevil. Peter Lochner from the old Cleveland scene, Me and the Devil Blues, little Robert Johnson, him on the slide. Barry Burko, Ben out Tel Aviv, with Primo Cut. Dan Klukas, sorry Dan, trumpet man, from here in SoCal. Jeb Bishop, Damon Smith, Matt Crane. Damon Smith now in St. Louis. With Condition Reports from their new live album. Thor and Friends out of Austin with Mouse Mouse. Chris Burns out of Canada with Mental Mood. And then the sixth part, maybe it's the seventh part. Huh? I think I lost count. But Ocean, which is kind of trippy for Hungary because there's not a lot of ocean.
Yes, indeed, and that's also the reason.
Yeah, I mean, you can write songs about Mars and never been to Mars before.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay. There's some beautiful lakes and stuff. And rivers, right? The Danube goes through, the big baby.
Yes.
You guys don't call it, what do you call it?
The Danube? We call it the Donau.
Oh, Donau, like the German guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like do not, but it's like
yeah, like Donau. The Germans. Ah, because Austria and Hungary used to be together. Ah, I'm learning my...
More or less. It was like
yeah, a kind of
arrangement. Wrong. Yeah.
An arrangement that didn't work out after a while. But, yeah, interesting about cultures together. How long did it take to get this baby all done, all 10 of the pieces?
I think it was 1.5 months, something like that. Because we met on a regular basis, and when right, Barney right. gets going, he just sends his songs like a crazy person. Like he sent
so
me.
He would send you the music, and then you would put
yes.
the words to it. Okay, okay.
Yes.
Okay, okay. So, in a way, he gave you more music than you could write for. You had to, like, hustle.
Well, I got to cherry pick a bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great, great. And what'd you do it on? Did you use a software like Logic or something like this?
Oh, we did it on Cubase.
Cubase, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So on a crap top and see, I tell people this, man. Almost anybody can make albums now. That's not the problem. In the old days, that used to be a huge problem, just having the money to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what we're short of is ideas.
Yeah, we got plenty of ideas. Like
oh, I know
this
that.
Was a. We are working on the second album right now, so...
Whoa, okay. But hold on, because we're at the end of the second hour. June 29, 2020. Dishwap Pedro Show, special guest, Gabor and Bora. Hold tight for hour three. June 29, 2020. It's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thank you. mountain of sin, we essentially sanctification to know that you're new. A carry of a new tone, the apple of the world, secluded to you.
The folk of horns, we're shouting your name from door to door. Eventually, you'll have to make an appointment. Eventually, you'll need to be available. And one will be yours. One of these days you'll have to make a sacrifice. So one of these days of prayers will be listened to. But where were you when they crucified him? Where were you when the second flame hit the tall building?
Show third hour. It started off with Hum coming from Project Daywalker. It's the eighth song, so the last one was seventh one. And Gabor enlightened me the fact this is kind of about death, because in the U.S. I was relating to him about football and high school and shit like this, so it's good to know it's got a little more substance. Then we had Zola Jesus with 6 Foot From My Baby, Cosmic Joke. Nice crane up in Idaho. Everyone was there, live in the backyard. Another live stuff, he gave me a tape of Minutemen doing Maybe Partying Well, song off Double Nickels. And then there was Crash, Well, usually you have the crash before you die, right? Here it's after. Now, you're talking about second record.
Yeah, we are working on it at this point. We just can't stop, apparently.
Why I brought that up was, what you set out to do with this first project, you think it was...
We did not have... I'm sorry for that.
You think it was success?
We did not show it to many people yet. I mean, we wanted to show it after you presented in your show.
No, I mean success in your own minds. Yeah, of course you can ask people, but, you know, sometimes you have to not care what they fucking think.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't mind success, but we have day jobs, both of us. So we are just doing this out of passion and because we have something to say and we need to say this. We can't really keep it in.
That's why I asked you, do you think it was a success on those terms, not on the popular acceptance, but like you set out to make this proj and you realized it. And you, I think my guess, since you're going to want to make a second one, you like doing this one.
We love doing this. I mean, this is nothing else I love more than this.
Different than Mert.
Way different. And many concert goers who are following Mert for the past 5 years and come to all the gigs, some of them, they even said that they prefer this to Mert, which surprised me, but I'm happy for it.
It's different things, right? They're two different bands or two different projects, right?
Completely. Yeah. Different sounds, different lyrics.
You just share members. So.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's what real life is about: taking turns. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play the last piece outro here. Pedro Show, last music for this edition. We had an outro from Project Daywalker, and this is the final part of this. Now, Gabor, Bora, you guys, I mean, this thing was called the Project Daywalker. When you make the second one, is it going to have the same name?
Yeah, because we're not very good at, you know, finding names, really. Because okay. Barney, he started off this project alone. You have to remember, he just called it Daywalker. But if you Google Daywalker, you will find many other references. Like you'll find the vampire, Blade. You will find some other stories, but nobody ever thought of Project Daywalker. And since it was a project, we just put it in front, and you know, the search engine optimization just works with this first find.
You mean you actually worry about what the fucking Google?
Well, because in the past, I got all these criticism about my band names, and mainly that nobody is able to find them, especially Transvestite Pradalian Worship Experience. I was like, yeah, let's go with something that people can actually find. Maybe it helps.
But you don't want it too common, because then there's too many duplicate other meanings.
No, I don't believe that this will be any huge success as it is.
But there was somebody already called Daywalker. That's why you called it Project Daywalker.
Yeah, but it's mostly a different project. I just didn't want to have it mixed up, since if you Google Mert, for example, you will find a Turkish rapper. And it's not very good to be confused with Turkish rap if you're a Hungarian metal band. People get confused.
Yeah, but whose fault is that? I mean, maybe that's just coincidence of life.
Well, many people do follow the Turkish rapper. Not many follow us. So, yeah, that's the problem.
Okay. I mean, it's always a dilemma to come up with a name.
Yeah.
Right? It's always a dilemma. And some people very lucky. Some people not so lucky.
Indeed.
I usually... when I'm the shot caller, I put my own name in the band, so you know who to blame.
Yeah, but I'm more like a person who's not, you know, pushing himself in front, and Barney's is the same. So we were just thinking about having this quite solid and just show it to our friends. Like, I consider you a friend, as you can see. And yeah, well, it went pretty high. Because it is called lower expectations, but still, we had no expectations.
If you keep your expectations low, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's the thing.
But it does sound, I have to say, Gabor, it sounds like you guys tried very hard on this.
Oh, we tried to experiment a lot with my vocal capabilities. I wasn't sure if I can do this at all. then Barney played all these instruments. He just purchased a guitar, a piano, a synth, just for this. He didn't have those instruments before.
But I thought he was a guitar.
Well, not anymore, because he was a drummer for the past 10 years or something.
Oh, so he got rid of that guitar. Okay.
Yeah, indeed. Okay. He sold his old one.
Luckily, he didn't lose his playing ability, though.
He gained a lot more.
I gotta tell you, you can't even tell it's one guy, you know, like Prince or Dave Grohl, you know, or Stevie Wonder did it too, right? Inner Visions
yes.
and stuff. And, you know, the process usually was the drums. So tell me about the process with Bora.
How he started to record his musical pieces?
Yeah.
Hogy vetted fel a zenét? Mivel kezdtél? Mi volt az első?
A Brittle Bones a témája.
A dobbal indítasz, vagy a gitárt?
Először mindig a gitárt veszem föl, és akkor utána játszom föl a basszust, harmadjára a dobot, és akkor később pedig rájátszom a szemplereket, vagy szintetizátort, mm-hmm. és akkor utána pedig a Gábor felénekli.
So it surprises me, but he starts with the guitar,
okay.
and then the bass, and only the third is the drums.
So
and then
so I'm guessing there was probably a click track.
Yeah, well, it's mostly some riff that it's in his mind, more or less, and he starts playing it until...
Okay, the riff kind of serves as a click track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because somebody's got to be kind of the boss, right, of the beat.
Well, that's him in one person. He's the band.
Yeah, I understand that, but when he starts piling on the stuff, you know, so he can hear the beat, that's what I'm saying. I'm just interested in this idea of being a one-man band. I know some people have done this, and it's very interesting. And I have a big respect. Now, do you guys have an idea of a concept? Like, the concept of this one, obviously, was the situation with the COVID-19, right?
The concept was more like... life. It sounds generic, but we are both the same age. We are closing 40 right now. And this is pretty much like, you know, the middle of the journey at this point. And or even, you know, rather than more of the B-side of the cassette. But what happens is we have to look back at our life and count our blessings and... you know, consider our failures, if there's any chance to change, if there's any bright future, or just, you know, go away and perish and accept our fate. I don't know. It's all about life, death, generic topics, but with prettier words.
It sounds like midlife crisis, but midlife is usually 50s.
Okay, then I'm too mature, maybe. No, I'm already there.
Gabor, don't worry. You are what you are. It's all right. There's no yardstick. You guys are doing great. And I'm just curious about... So you tackled the idea of life with this first proj. The second proj, what do you think you're going to dive into?
Not sure yet, because the sound of the following record will be more gloomy, I find. And the guitars are heavier there. So as much as we did right now, it turns into anger, probably, because this record is really chilled, I find. But, whatever we feel like at the week that we record the songs, really, because we don't mess around with that very, very long. So when he sends me the songs, it's normally around Tuesday. I send him the lyrics by Wednesday, and then we just gather around Thursday, Friday, and we record a song, and that's it. That's one song. So the process is very quick.
Good.
And we don't like to think about it very much.
Well, I can't wait till the next one when you guys both come back on the show when you have it done.
It's been a pleasure this time, and we hope that we can next time as well.
Well, I'm making you the invite right here, Gabor Bora.
Thank you so much. It's an honor, Mr. Yeah. Watt.
Right back. Been the June 29, 2020 edition Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.